Well, it's 412. Can you answer this question? What do your pets have in common with police officers? Pet healer and communicator Dr. Tricia Working says that our pets are also here to protect and serve. Over the past 50 years, pets have transformed from farm animals to family members, serving as confidants, healers, and even teachers. And this, she says, is no accident. After 30 years of research, Dr. Tricia Working has just released The Fur Agreements, which is a new book about the agreements pets make to come into our lives. She's on a mission to help people become better pet guardians, and she's with me here on the phone. Dr. Tricia, thanks for being here.
Hi, Wayne. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm just great and surrounded by my little fur agreements.
Now, I had no idea that pets actually make a conscious decision to come into our lives. How did you discover this?
Well, I discovered that through my very own spiritual study and the work I do with my own pets.
Mm-hmm. And in those studies, what did you learn?
Well, what I learned is that the animals come here just as we do to find their way to Earth, that they make agreements just as we do to teach, to heal, to inspire, to serve, and to protect. And they make the very same conscious agreements to come to Earth just as we do and to create their destinies right along with us.
Well, I had no idea. When you say it that way, I kind of feel selfish that, and I'm sure a lot of pet owners feel that way, that, you know, maybe that pet is just there to be our friend.
Well, you know, they actually do serve in that role, and some animals primarily do that. But what we find out is that depending on the agreements they make, they perform one or all of those services to be here with us. And so whatever happens in your life happens in theirs, and they are good with that, and they don't judge you for it, whatever happens.
Okay, so how do I know if I'm bringing out the best in my pet?
That is a great question. And all you really have to do, Wayne, is to make a conscious decision to look at your pet differently, to say like they did in the movie Avatar, I see you, to spend some quiet, private time with your pet, whatever feels best to you, and to just be with them, to open your heart and just be with them and be open to them. And you will begin to find out what they're feeling, what they're sensing, and you'll know what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about a sad thing. When a pet passes away, you've said that the connection doesn't end. Can you tell me why?
Absolutely. The connection, just as with our family, connection never dies. It's inborn, it's a heart, it's a soul connection, and it's eternal. So when they pass, they can return to you if you believe in reincarnation, as I do. They go to heaven just as we go to heaven, and you can feel them even after they've gone. So your pet will always be able to reach out and connect with you in multiple ways.
Who is the Blue Angel?
The Blue Angel is actually an angel that has been identified and sent specifically to work with humanity and with the animals. She came to me originally to work just with the animals who were working with the terminal diseases. And recently she had come and decided that what she wanted to do was be available to humans to work with them, both in a healing capacity and work with the pets for healing, and as well as the ones who were in the process of dying.
Now, so if you do have a pet that's in this situation, how do you call upon Blue Angel?
Well, absolutely. There is no wrong way to do it, but all you have to do is just, in whatever way feels right to you, is just literally say, Blue Angel, I'm asking you to come be with me and our pet here now and to help us in this time. In my book, there are specific situations, meditations that you can actually use, everything from diseases to other ailments that you can actually call upon her. But you can just literally think it or say it, whatever feels right to you, because as within any prayer to the angels, anything works as long as it feels right to you.
Now, you mentioned your book. It's called The Fur Agreements. What is a fur agreement?
A fur agreement is the actual agreements that the pets come here to make sacred contracts that they make to be with humanity, and they are the agreements about loving, teaching, healing. And an example of an agreement would actually be, I come here to walk beside you, not because you're my master, but because I love you. And then we also make agreements back with them, such as, I will be here beside you to keep my heart open and to love you always. Even when I accidentally harm you, I will still be here to love you.
Sounds fascinating. So people can learn more about the fur agreements, and they can also take your pledge. And you're kind of on a mission here to get people to be better pet guardians. And they can download an agreement at your website, furagreement.com. Dr. Tricia Working, thank you so much for your time today.
Hey, thanks, and good luck to you and your kitty, too.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Dr. Tricia Working is the author of The Fur Agreement. So once again, if you would like to take the pledge to be a better pet guardian, you can download that pledge at Dr. Tricia Working's website, and that is thefuragreement.com.